Let us again join our hearts together in prayer. Heavenly Father, what a morning this is, and we are so grateful for every person in this sanctuary today, for those who have been part of our church for a long time, and for those who have joined us this day. What a tremendous church family we have here at Craig Hill Church. Lord, we ask that you would meet every single one of us right now where we are. As we look at your word together, would you speak into our lives? Holy Spirit, would you take what is said now and make it real to every person in this sanctuary? In the loving name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Annie, did I say your name earlier? Annie Dewey? Yeah, did I? That's okay. Annie became our latest member just this morning. We met as a cut session, but she's been here for a long time. But Annie, it's so great that you're with us again this morning. Okay, today's a really big deal for our church. I've been your minister here for nearly 10 months. Actually, next week will be a year to the day that I preached the soul nominee. I preached the soul nominee here on the 17th of August last year. What a quick year. And you know, one of the things that I've loved most about being here at Craig Hill is watching what God is doing in people's lives. Watching people grow in their faith and find out that following Jesus is really the best thing that they have ever done. But here's something I also know to be true. It definitely needs to be said, especially on a day like this. Following Jesus does not mean that life suddenly becomes easy. It does not mean that all the hard stuff goes away. I so wish it did, but sadly that's just not real life. It doesn't mean that we will never struggle or we'll have days where everything feels really difficult. And you know, if anyone's ever told you otherwise, then I'm really sorry, that's simply not true. What it does mean, and this is what our verse for this morning is all about, is that we are never, ever on our own through any of it. We're now 8 weeks into this summer preaching series on single verses on the faithfulness of God. And this morning we are looking at one of the most practically encouraging verses in the whole of the New Testament, from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. Here it is again, the verse that we just heard the Right Reverend Gordon Kennedy read for us. How good was that, having the current moderator of the General Assembly recording a message for us? I think Gail and Catherine laugh. They just think I'm bold because I ask. I am not scared to Gordon was delighted to do that for us. So it says, "No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure under it." Paul is writing, the context here is Paul is writing to the church in Corinth. The Corinthian church were in a wee bit of a mess. They were a young church in a big, busy city. And they were struggling, they were falling into all sorts of sin. They were probably getting lots of things wrong. And some of them might have been wondering if they were really cut out for this life at all. And Paul wants them to understand something. He wants them to understand that the struggles that they are facing, they're not unique to them. The things they're struggling with, the temptations, the times where doing the right thing just seems really hard. These things, they're common to all people. Every single person who has ever followed Jesus has known this. Everyone. The great heroes of the faith, the people that we read about in Hebrews chapter 11. Everyone, even the person sitting next to you here this morning, every one of them has had times exactly like the ones that we go through. You see, the enemy loves to make us feel isolated. He loves to whisper those lies in our ears that you're the only one that struggles with this. You're the only one that keeps failing. Everyone else has got their life together. Everyone else is more spiritual than you, and you're the only one that struggles. Well, let me tell you this. The devil is a liar. And Paul here, he's calling it out. You're not alone. I am not alone. What we deal with in life is common to all mankind. And you know, that matters. Because isolation is one of the things that makes temptation and struggle so much harder to bear. But you know, we are not alone. It is a main tactic from the enemy to try and isolate you. Try and get in with the lies in your mind. You're not like those people. You don't need to go there. You'll be all right on your own. But you know, we are part of a family. the family of God, this church, Craig Owl Church, and every single person in this church family knows exactly what it's like to struggle. But then Paul goes on to get to the really amazing bit. He says, and God is faithful. God is faithful. Did you notice that? Right in the middle of a verse about temptation, Paul just drops that in. God is faithful. It almost takes us a wee bit by surprise. We're reading about struggling and being tempted, and suddenly there it is. God is faithful. And everything that comes next runs on that truth. Because Paul is saying that God's faithfulness, it's not just something we celebrate now and again or on a Sunday morning through a sermon series, as much as I've really enjoyed preaching through this series. It's something that is actively at work in our lives. On a normal afternoon, on a wet winter's night in this part of Dundee, when we're tired and we're struggling and the temptation is right there in front of us, God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. So we have a God that's not a way out there watching from a distance, hoping that we'll somehow manage. He is actively involved. He's setting limits. He's protecting us in ways that we cannot see. And he is providing a way out. Every single time, he's providing a way out. I know that phrase, a way out, it's really interesting because it doesn't mean that God instantly just takes away the temptation. It would be good if he did, but he doesn't. Sometimes the way out is the strength just to keep going. Sometimes it's a friend who phones us or messages us right at the right time. Sometimes it's a wee exit that we didn't see a second ago that suddenly becomes clear. But the promise is this. There is always a way out, and God sees that. So I wonder, how do we get from the temptation to sin to the actual sin itself? You know, in my early discipleship days, I used to think the temptation to sin and the actual sin were close together, but this verse tells us otherwise. This verse says that God will provide a way out. So I wonder how do we get so often to the point where we actually are sinning? And someone told me in my early days, it's as simple as this. It's because we bat away God's way out. Because for a time, sin is pleasurable and we like to get to that part. And God is providing a way out. And often we are just batting away God's way out so we can get to the sin itself. And you know, Jesus was really worried about the sins of the heart. I remember when I was a wee boy, my granny, my mum's mum, she was a believer. She was a Christian. And we used to sing this song. I'm going to sing it. I'm going to try it. It's root them out, root them out, get them gone. All the little rabbits in the fields of corn. Envy, jealousy, malice and pride. We must never in our hearts abide. Envy, jealousy, malice and pride. Those are the sins. Those are the sins that we all suffer from. Self. But you know, God is always providing a way out, always. And you know, where does the gospel fit into all of this? Because here's the thing. The reason that God can make this promise, the reason that his faithfulness comes right into the middle of our failure and our temptation is because of what Jesus has already done for us. You see, Jesus faced every temptation. The writer of Hebrews tells us that he was tempted in every way, just as we are. So he knows exactly what it feels like. Jesus has been there. He has faced the devil in the wilderness, exhausted, hungry, tired, alone, frightened, and he did not give in, not once. And then he went to the cross, and he took upon himself every single time that we have given in, every failure, every moment of weakness, every time we took the wrong way. We knew what way we were meant to go, and we still chose to go our own way. He took all of that, and he paid for it all. So when God says he is faithful, and there's always a way out, that promise is based on the work of Jesus Christ. It's not just some wishful thinking. It's not some motivational phrase or worldly mantra or positive affirmation we should look in the mirror and say over and over. It's a promise that has been bought with the blood of Christ. It's a promise that's been bought with the blood of Christ. You know, I think I was reading about the affirmations recently and how Christians should focus less on self, look in the mirror less, take less selfies in our selfie-obsessed world, and we should focus on God's word and meditate on that. So practice looking less in the mirror and more looking up the way to God, because that's where our help comes from. And you know, if you're here this morning and you've never actually put your trust in Jesus, never said yes to what he did for you on the cross, then the most important thing you could do this morning is do that. Not because it makes life easy, definitely not, but because it means that whatever comes next, we do not go alone, and we face it with the faithful God at our side, and we have God's people all around us. How many times do I say that? You know, the reason you should be part of a good church community is because we cannot journey this life on our own. We cannot do the Christian life on our own, and we need other believers to help us on the journey. So let me finish by saying this, particularly to those of you who have become members today, all the new members and the people who have joined us in the last wee while as well. We are so glad you're here. And you know, as you step into this new chapter, as members of this church, as people who have said publicly that you belong to Jesus, I want you to hold on to this verse. Keep it somewhere you can find it. Because there'll be days ahead that are hard, don't we know that? There'll be days ahead that are hard. There'll be times when you wonder, you're really up to this? Are you really up to this? There'll be times when the gap between who you want to be and who you actually are feels massive. Trust me, I know so many times in my journey I've been there. And in those days, remember 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. Remember what you are feeling is common to mankind. Remember that God is faithful. Remember that there's always a way out and always a way to go forward. You are not on your own. You never have been on your own. And you know what? You never will be on your own. And that is a promise from a faithful God. Amen. Well, let us again come before the Lord in prayer. Loving God, we are so grateful this morning. Grateful for this church, for Craighowell Church. Grateful for the people who have joined us today. And grateful most of all for the truth of this verse, that you are faithful and that you are with us in everything. For those who are stepping into church membership today, Lord, would you go with them? In the days when following you feels really hard, would you remind them of your faithfulness? Would you provide a way out again and again? And for all of us here, Lord, would you help us to really believe this, that you are faithful and that is enough. All this we pray in the sure and strong name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Saviour and our King. Amen.